Thank you for coming to David's Place. Hope you come out next time. Bye.
There you go.
What is fun? Let me spell it for you. Friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea.
U is for frolics through all the flowers. U is for you, darling.
N is for nose picking, sharing comments, and licking here with my best buddy.
All right, man. What's up, man?
What's up, man? Hey.
Hey. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, bro.
It's closer now. You don't have to, right, you don't have to reach the monkey arms to cross over no more.
You got me doing all the work.
Yeah, well, I did. Is it too strong? See, mine is watered down.
Well.
But you know what? It's good. It's the perfect amount of everything right now.
Then you stirred it this time.
I shook it.
You shook it? Shake it, not stirred. All right.
I shook it. So what's been up, man? How's everything going?
Double O Negro.
Hey, sometimes you got to be that, right? I don't know.
How is everything? Everything's good, man. Like, celebrated little man's 6th birthday at Main Event yesterday.
I see you occupied right now.
I am. Got my eyes on the game.
Is that all you did over the weekend? Was just that?
You know, we been trying to get ready for Halloween already. So oh, yeah. I've been pulling stuff out of the...
Oh, I'm ready for... Well, no. Still trying to get this... Still trying to get it together.
I'm going to try to find... Either watch a whole bunch of YouTube videos on how to do makeup.
Right.
Or I'm going to say if I can find one of these little art studio schools or something. And
I know some people if you want me to connect you with somebody.
Yeah. They're probably going to charge an arm and a leg and 2 toes.
They're makeup artists and they can make all that shit if they needed it. They don't need to take it.
That's what I'm saying. 2 toes, elbows.
I mean, we just going to... I got a couple of things I'm going to ask you today.
What's going on?
You know, we gonna, it's probably gonna be a kind of a short show.
Okay.
You know, cause we got some stuff we be doing here. We got some other stuff.
Oh.
No, I'm sick. No, it really, it may be a quick show.
We
but
do?
You say we don't have
shit.
Shit. We need to get this done so we can get the fuck up out.
Mm-hmm.
We like, we want this part of we want to watch the game.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you ain't,
huh? Well, what? Now I feel like you.
Right.
Now you see what I go through.
What you mean? Cause I don't listen to you.
What was I at?
Yeah, cause I don't pay attention. You know, think of that, man. You know how we got the, you know how people are real smart, right? You got certain people smart, like myself, extremely smart. So if I were to lose my mind,
you already have.
That's
true. You tell me how smart you are.
Then let me take it back then. Not if I lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If I lost my memory. What do you think I would think about then? Like I'm super smart on a norm, right? So now that I'm no longer, I lost my memory.
Tell me how smart you are.
I'm so smart.
Smarter than fifth grader.
I am smarter than fifth grader.
I'd like to see you on that show.
I don't want to go. It ain't on anymore. If it was on, I would go on it for you.
Okay.
But since it's not on.
Well, I'm going to go find some fifth grade questions and bring them on here.
Okay.
See how fucking smart.
Can I see them first?
Hell to the no.
That ain't right.
Do you get the test before you take the test?
I used to.
Oh, so you cheat. Anyway, go ahead.
So what do you think smart people think about whenever they lose their memory? Do you think they,
I think they'd be mad as hell.
How would they know
they were smart though before?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure they think about trying to remember what it was that they may have known.
But do you think that they think that they, do you think they know that they forgot something?
That's what the people who are around them told them. They stupid. Don't tell them what you used to.
Yeah.
Let them just keep going on.
Just let them be dumb now.
Or they like, what's my name? You know your name.
What is your name?
What is it? what if you think of?
What's your name today?
Jeffrey? Yes, Jeffrey.
What's up, Jeffrey? Jeffrey, what you been doing today? Trying to figure out a new name. No, but I was just wondering that because, you know, that, I don't know what made me think about that, but I was just like, damn, I just wonder what do smart people, you know, if they lose their mind, what do they think about?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be smart people, it's dumb people.
Do they
think they were smart before?
I don't know. I mean, and you're right. It doesn't necessarily have to just be smart people, but it was just the smart people that came to mind because
You know, they're smart. Because I am. I'm so smart. Mm-hmm. What if I lose my memory?
Let me ask you this on that same topic. So, say you do lose your memory.
Right.
And whatever it was that you used to do beforehand, mm-hmm. do you think you go back to doing it? Or do you venture off and try to find new stuff to do?
Dumber. What if you think it would be dumber stuff?
Maybe. To you, it may not be dumb.
Well, it wouldn't be, because it would just be
brand new. It'd be brand new. But so do you go off and say, oh, I want to be a singer or a musician, I want to be an actor?
And what if now I can sing and act?
There are people who, like, they take a hit to the head or something.
Oh, yeah, and they can start
doing something, speaking a completely different language fluently.
You know what? We're thinking of that. Okay, as a kid, whenever you were younger, was there something that you were able to do as a kid that you can't do now? Or that you, maybe that you probably can do, but you like, you got to now think twice about it.
Shit, take a knee. Squat. Say,
hey, standing up.
Right, put my socks on.
Getting out of the bed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was watching, you know, I'm always watching something. And so this woman, she was running, and then she tried to turn a cartwheel.
Oh no.
And couldn't do it.
I wouldn't even attempt
a cartwheel. But you could as a kid.
Oh yeah, I do cartwheels, backflips, all that stuff when I was a kid. Oh, shit. I had to call make sure my insurance is still up to date.
Hold on 1 minute.
Yeah. You got the life insurance, right? Okay.
Right, cool. Right. No, do we have insurance?
Yeah.
Because I'm about to break some shit. I can tell you that right now. I ain't going to die, but I'm going to break something.
What I used to be able to do that I can't do now, fuck for hours.
But you know what? See, that's different. See, it's different for me now.
Mm-mm.
Because, you know,
I ain't even trying to do it forever now.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You know,
I'm okay. Like, hey, you better hurry up.
Well, what about?
I'm almost there.
You're like, hey, I'm.
We got about 6.5 minutes, maybe 7.
Hey, have you ever taken those like, you know, when you go to the liquor store? Well, no, I'm talking about the ones from the liquor store. The ones that be hanging on the little racks and shit with the gorillas and shit on it.
No, I've never.
You've never had one?
Apparently you have.
No, I just wanted to know because you see them all the time. And them hoes, they're big as fuck.
No, but it's a placebo.
Is it? So you popping that motherfucker and you think
this sugar.
Mm-hmm. You think you like, shit, I'm about to fuck.
You think you are.
About to get down or you about to lay down.
No, I'm not going to lie. When we go to Mexico, there's like, you know, those pharmacies.
Right.
Where you can buy whatever that you can get in the States, but you got to pay a lot more. Everything is freely, readily available to you.
Right.
And I've gone and I've bought like Cialis. Is it Cialis?
Yeah.
The other Viagra.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you go on vacation, you drink a lot, and sometimes, you know,
hey man,
you get a little performance anxiety.
You, whenever you were younger, you used to drink a lot too.
Oh, yeah.
And did not have
no problem.
Right. So, this got to do with age.
He and I were on the same page. We like, we may be drunk, but we're fucking.
Yeah.
So now it's like, we may be drunk, but, well.
We drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man. We going to sleep.
Right. Anybody up down there? Mm-mm. Why you up there?
Right. You better take your ass
to sleep. Bed.
Shit.
So yeah, only problem with them, they may give me, I get bad headaches
for
a couple of days afterwards.
Oh, a couple of days? Because mm-hmm. I think that's a side effect of it.
Yeah, because you got me all the blood pressure and everything.
It's going to one area.
It's going to one area.
You don't have no more blood rushing to your head.
You can't think right.
You know, why whenever you stand when you stand upside down, the blood rush to your head, but when you stand up, the blood don't rush to your feet?
That's a good question, because if you have hurt 12 feet all the time, like, ooh, I need to sit down and blood rushing too fast.
Right, how you know? You feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tickle a little bit.
That's a good question.
Yeah, but the blood rush to your head,
mm-hmm.
but it don't rush to your feet.
I don't know.
Hmm.
You have to research that one.
No, you got to do that.
No, I'm saying you don't have to. That's not my question. You asked it.
You know what? Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
We're going to go into this segment real quick.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you a question.
Right.
Would you live in a simulated life? Like, for instance, you put a headgear on, all right?
I got one of the VR things, Oculus.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
I want one of those.
Oh, that's bad.
So you put this headgear on, you lay in this dark room or whatever, and you lay down, put the headgear on, and you now live in a whole new life.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that? But you live in that life. If you die in that life, you die in real life.
Mm. Okay, and do you get to choose like career, what you are, how you are. I mean, in VR, you get to pick, you know, what you look like and all that.
You can pick, but there is still someone above you that approves it. So in other words, you can't go into this virtual life and say, I'm going to make $11 billion a year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, that's a lot of money. $11 alone is a lot. But no, but I'm just saying, if you, would you live in a simulated life if you had the option?
And give up your real life right now?
Give up your real life.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
I think I would.
Well, I mean,
because you can,
I can't take my wife, my kids, or my family with me.
So. No, you can take one person with you.
Mm-mm. I still wouldn't.
You wouldn't take one Mm-mm. person with you?
Nah, because I mean, I think I have too many important people to just pick one person.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'd be out this bitch.
I know.
I wouldn't even pick nobody.
And you would just pick, I was about to say, you just me and pick
Mildred.
You.
We're Mildred up.
Mildred and I'll be.
Check out.
No, she right here. Me and Mildred.
I'm going to say, it'd just be you and you. Be like, can I get a double?
Right. I'm a clone Miles. I clone Miles, not who clone.
Right. It ain't. They clone Tyrone.
Yeah.
They clone Miles.
That's right. But okay. Well, then so you say you wouldn't do that. Well, then would you live in a virtual afterlife?
Now that, yes, I would.
So you would do that?
Yes, because I would want to, if I had the ability to see, you know, my son grow old, or my grandkids or great grandkids, and have them be able to come and sit and talk with me, or you know.
How long would you want to live that life?
As long as I could.
So you would take that virtual life forever?
And then I would say, okay, you know, pass it on. You know, that
way. You can't pass it on.
Well, I mean, like other generations, when they pass, or you know, say my spouse passes, or you know, my kids and my mom, they can still do it too.
And you will look the same way you look when you passed away. So if you pass away right now, this is how you will look forever in this virtual world.
No, I mean,
you do it.
Ain't too bad.
No, I mean,
can I shave first? Can I clean up?
Yeah, you can get yourself.
I get to choose what I get to wear in the afterlife.
You may be able to change it. You may have three outfits. You wear them every 30 years. You wear one outfit.
Like, man, you gonna change clothes? Oh, it's been 10 years. Let me go change
you. Hey, but you know what? Thinking of changing clothes. Okay, so you know how? I think I've asked you this before. If you had the option to be invisible, or if you could fly, or what? If you had superpower.
Yeah.
Okay, so. If you have a superpower and you choose to be invisible, do you have to be naked
to be invisible? Because the clothes aren't invisible.
Well, then why don't, whenever you see like people on TV, whenever they have, when they have their superpower of being invisible, why do they always come back and they have clothes on?
Well, actually, the ones I've seen, like,
you ain't never seen no naked.
Fantastic Four.
But you ain't never seen a naked superhero.
Yeah, she was.
She was naked?
Yeah. They had to, when she came, like, because what happened was...
But was she invisible?
Yeah, she was invisible.
So, but did she ever put clothes on?
Well, she had, like, this suit made that...
So the suit...
That became invisible when she wanted to cloak herself. Because okay. You've seen Fantastic Four.
No.
What?
Okay, so...
What's wrong with you?
So then let me ask you...
You
okay, so,
comic books and
as a kid. No, I'm a grown-ass man. I've been a grown man my entire life.
Yeah, but you never saw the movie The Watchmen? It's a superhero movie to do. You know, The League of Extinguished Extinguished Gentlemen or something like that. What's the League of? That's a pretty good movie.
Well, I have to watch it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Extraordinary Gentlemen. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Well, see, my thing is the reason why I was asking this question is because, like, you know, if you choose to be invisible again, you have to be naked.
You're supposed to be naked.
So then what happens whenever you stop being invisible and you, like, in a public place? You just have to be naked.
Assed out naked.
But I've never seen a naked superhero.
I'm telling you, go watch Fantastic Four then.
And so every time she was,
invisible? She had to have a special suit made.
Okay, so if you have a special invisible suit made for whenever you are invisible.
Then the suit turns invisible too.
But do you have to put it, so like right now, if I didn't have on my invisible suit and I went invisible, my clothes would just be sitting there floating?
Mm-hmm. Be sitting there talking to, in a hat.
Yeah, that shit would be sweet as fuck. I'd be scared to death. I'd go punching the fuck out of you, dog. And you think you would feel it?
Yeah, you still have all of your matter and cells and space that you occupy. You're just invisible.
All right, I'm going to have to do some research on invisibility. Because
for what? It ain't a real thing. How you going to research something that's not real?
You don't know if it's
real.
So
you think somebody's sitting here with us
right now? It may be. Hey, they now said we got aliens, so at first we didn't have aliens. So we may have invisible
people. Aliens may be invisible. You ever been sitting in your room, or you could have swore you felt something, or saw something move? Or,
yeah. Yeah, I hear stuff all the time.
I said you crazy.
And you hear it, like you said, you feel some blow across you. I mean,
those are spirits.
Man, those are invisible people. What would you do if one day you sitting in your house and all of a sudden somebody invisible suit wear off?
Like you said, I'd go to beating the
Okay, so check this out.
Mm-hmm.
What if the invisible suit should happen to malfunction while they have it on, right? And they're invisible, all of a sudden this suit disappears. You think that could happen?
I guess, yeah.
Can you hide other stuff behind the invisible suit, like up against your body?
Well, I mean,
so, like, can you put stuff like
because it's it? It's cloaked underneath the suit, just like you.
Huh. Okay.
I'm assuming. Actually, you know what? I don't think so, because the suit has the ability to be invisible. You have the ability to be invisible, but if you put something behind the suit, no, you would be able to see it. So you can't walk out the store with
something. So you can't steal.
No.
You can't go steal.
I already knew where you was going.
So then what's the purpose of being invisible here? Because that's what you would, the main reason why a motherfucker would want to be invisible is so they can steal something.
You just want to sneak in ladies' locker rooms, but then.
I wouldn't do that.
I was like, because then the steam would show your silhouette walking through.
Huh? How do you know that?
Because the steam, like molecules of water would stick to your body, and then it would show your form. Just like if you
were. What if I had a waterproof suit on, and the water only got on my hands and my face, so it'd just be some hands and face. Doing it,
you crazy?
Just walking, seeing.
You know how scared that would be to see a head and
two hands and a head. See, and it'll be foggy. So it won't be a whole head. It'll be kind of coming in and out like this.
Mm-mm. See, me, I would do. I would just pull my boys out, not just my balls, and sprinkle some powder on them so you just see some floating nuts.
That's nasty.
Down the street.
That's nasty. Those nuts.
I told my wife I was gonna get Botox on my balls
to stretch them out.
Yeah, so they'd be nice and smooth, look like eggs.
Like eggs.
Oh my God, those balls are as smooth as eggs. Yes, I'll suck them.
Why you want your balls to be slick like that? Hey. They ain't like on display.
No, they're not. But shit.
I'm like, look, man, I got some smooth ass balls. I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for telling me. I don't know. Why the fuck I would want to know about your slick ass balls?
Smooth as eggs, baby.
Have you personally ever been in a dark room and you like can't breathe?
Mm-mm.
It don't ever take your breath away?
No.
Dog, I'm telling you, when the lights go off, I'm like this.
So if you're in this place, in this space, and the lights go off, you...
I would feel like that I'm suffocating.
Okay, you have a...
Oh yeah, I have a problem.
Yeah, but
claustrophobic.
Yeah, claustrophobic. Or you have, there's another word for it too, where you don't like dark spaces besides claustrophobia, because it could be a lit room. Some people get claustrophobic as soon as it's closed in.
Well, yeah, I'm like that. It depends on the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could even think about something.
But you're a cancer.
Oh no.
I don't think anybody could deal with that.
No, I couldn't. I remember I was watching one of those challenge shows, you know,
Fear Factor.
Yeah, something like that. And they put a motherfucking casket and then put dirt on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as I know I can get out.
Couldn't do it.
No.
Nope. I couldn't do it, dog. At all. Like, you couldn't do that to me.
I think what happens to me when I get in dark rooms like that, I open my eyes wider.
Yeah.
To try to see.
See if you can see. Because, like, the top part of your eye is the part that allows you to see in the dark. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's not. I just made that shit up.
I was going to say, what the?
I didn't know. Hey, but that shit sounded convincing.
Like, how the hell you split your eyes with the top part of your eyeballs?
You'd be like, look. You got it, right. It's only at the right angle, though. You know, if you don't do it right, it ain't going to work. I wish I knew a blind person, because I got a lot of questions for blind people.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could Google and find somebody that's blind. Let's go to the hospital. No, you can go to an old folks home. Like,
I would. You know what?
There he is.
I would love to post up at an old folks home, man. And
man, I bet if we asked some old people some questions, I bet we would get some, man.
No.
Speaking of, like my uncle, my great uncle, say that he stopped by the house last night.
Did he?
And, you know, it's nothing like sitting down talking to your elders. And he stayed for about 3-4 hours. We sat out in the backyard and just talking about, I mean, we went from random stuff to shit he did, how he was as a kid growing up, and, you know, my great-grandfather.
Right.
And then we start talking about like the warfare and, you know, China and all of that shit, and then the economy and raising kids nowadays versus, you know, back then. Mm-hmm. So it was, I mean, we went through the whole spectrum. It was a pretty good conversation. Normally, you know, my great uncle comes around, you know, most people are kind of like, oh shit, here come Uncle James, you know. He likes to talk. Like, I'm not to you. But last night I was like, yes, you know, let's chop it up.
We should do that, man. I think that we gotta have, what's his name, Uncle Charles?
Uncle James.
Uncle James.
Yeah. I remember Kevin Hart talking about when he went on vacation and he met a racist dolphin.
You know, I know it was racist because when I got out the water, you know, dolphins like giggit, giggit. They be doing that like giggit, giggit. Well, he looked at me. He's like, nigga, nigga, nigga. And I was like, what? Blew my whistle in his face. I don't play that shit. He don't work there.
I mean, neat, neat, neat.
Yeah, dolphins are racist.
Long hair, I don't care.
Yeah, uh-oh.
What?
You got no hair.
I got a little bit.
A little bit.
I ain't growing up about 2 weeks.
You say, it's as long as it's going to get.
You can see it under the cap. Like,
show. Don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Because you're getting ready for the Halloween costume.
Oh, yes. I'm going to do that. I'm going to grow all of this around the side and on the back, and I'm going to shave. I did that one time. We did when we lived
in Florida.
You're
going to shave or you're going to go down?
No, I've had to shave because the middle part grows.
Oh, it
just fall back here.
Oh.
But we went on this, it was like a, what was it? An 80s athletic pub crawl. So I dressed like an 80s coach. I had them little bitty shorts on, and the bad part was, you know, in Florida, you know, you always out at the beach and the sun, so I had a bad tan line. Oh, it was horrible.
But it worked.
Oh my God. And then I had the socks all the way up to the knee, had the wristband on. That
just worked for your Halloween.
And I shaved all of this, so I had this stuff on the side, and I had this big old thick mustache I grew. Boy, people was looking at me like, what the?
They're like, I hope this is a costume.
And everybody was asking us, they were like, why are y'all dressed like that?
Oh, you didn't suppose, it wasn't a costume.
No.
I mean, it wasn't a costume party. You just did it on
It was like 10 of us.
Oh, all
and
y'all
we went, and we, all of us did it. Man, Jennifer had on this, she looked like Jane Fonda back in the day, boy. This thing
back is good. He got Garrett Wilson in stride, and this is going the distance. Just like that, the Jets have.
If you saw, okay, you know how they had how this one that one cat that was on the run not too long ago that broke out of jail. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Motherfucker that climbed up the wall back. I mean, he like crab crawled up the wall.
Mm-mm.
You didn't see that shit?
Mm-mm. Bad dude, crab walking.
Dog, he put one hand, he put his hands on this side of the wall, put his feet on the back, climbed up the wall, and got the fuck out. So, if you ran into this motherfucker,
mm-hmm.
just randomly, you know, you just walking and go checking your mail at the crib. Walking down the street.
Because I'm not scared doing that. I just walk down the street.
Right. But he also didn't fuck with you either. He didn't do anything to bother you.
Yeah.
Just someone.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Turn my ass smooth around. I didn't see you. You didn't see me.
Right. Because
I don't know what you did to get in prison.
Know. Why? He killed his wife. That's exactly. Girlfriend.
And he may still be mad.
Right.
Well, I think probably be in good mood because he out.
Right.
Right. Hey, man, you want to drink? I'm going to act like I ain't even see him.
You know what? Okay, so.
Is there a reward?
Well, that's what I was going to say, too, because it's two things. About a reward and about an actor on TV. Okay, because one time there was this woman that was doing those, that she was acting like she was, one of the criminals from, like, I would say the America's Most Wanted.
Okay.
You know how they had a little skits and shit.
Yeah, then you got the actress.
Yeah, so this woman was an actress and was on America's Most Wanted, and a motherfucker called the cops on her because they thought that she was the real motherfucker.
We got it right here, dog.
She right here. She at 7-Eleven right here on Lamar.
She called a 40 and everything.
Right, they called cops on this lady.
Damn.
That's crazy, but. And on the reward side, so did you hear about that other incident?
If I didn't hear about this one.
Yeah, what you gonna say?
Because if I ain't hear about this one, what the fuck make you care about the other one?
Well, because I thought your ass would be up on the local news.
I don't watch the news. I don't read the paper.
No, but these motherfuckers, it was some people here in Dallas, I think they were in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They turned somebody in. And they had an award. I mean, a reward on the
snitching asses.
Shit, I would too. In a heartbeat. Let somebody be outside right now. That.
Oh no! If they don't see me, pick up.
This motherfucker.
Sir, can you speak up?
No, but
like, I'm gonna give him some chloroform.
But it was a couple that turned somebody in, and they had a, and it was a reward for this particular person.
Yeah,
but they didn't get it.
Asked about it. They were told they were not eligible because they called 911 instead of the Crime Stoppers number.
Because
kind of mad as hell.
I know, and they were too. That they brought it on Fox 4 News because they were like, we didn't get our reward.
Did they do the whole like?
No, no, no.
They
no,
didn't blink their face out of nothing. Oh, that dude looking for y'all.
Nah, he in jail. Oh, and he holds on Lamb at the 46. My TV falling. Yeah. I'm like,
I mean, you know they looking for him.
But they didn't get the reward.
I would have called Oprah Winfrey on that
one. Oh, I would have got my money.
I don't hop up.
What's she doing? You ain't nobody seen her in a hot minute, man.
I don't know. Hey, did you know Whoopi Goldberg don't have eyebrows?
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me she was dead.
No.
Just like how you told me not too long ago that. Wasn't Bob Barker?
Yeah, Bob Barker's old ass.
Yeah, I thought he was dead a long time ago. See, whenever he told me, I was like, he was alive?
Yeah, right. He up in his virtual world flipping letters.
Right. Oh, that's Vanna. No, that was Vanna White.
When Vanna was invited to come on down, one of them read her t-shirt where it says, Get Serious. And he said, I am. I am. I thought you'd like to know that. Now,
did you think she was sexy?
Really?
I did. I don't know what it was, but you know,
you like that box booty.
I mean, I was a kid. I didn't know. All I saw was
white. I don't know. I didn't think that she was that. I didn't think she was that pretty.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, she wasn't ugly, but it's not like she would be somebody that I'd be like.
Who did you think back then, or when you were growing up? Wow, I saw that coming.
When I was growing up,
who did you think was? And don't edit me watching football either.
No.
Shit,
I mean,
because I've been watching football this whole show.
Yeah, you've been like this.
You ain't gonna be. Ain't gonna have no show.
You're not looking at me. You like this.
Mm-mm, I'm not.
Yeah. So what was you doing over the 30? God damn. That's what I keep hearing.
Who did you think growing up? You know, as far as TV. Don't say Miss Huxtable. I used to think she looked just like my mom growing up.
Did you guys see that? You know, ooh, I did like Lisa Bonet. You know why I like Lisa Bonet?
Lisa Bonet was.
I like Lisa Bonet after that movie she was in. Remember when she cut the chicken's head off and they were and the blood and all that stuff?
No,
what movie was
no,
that?
I don't know.
Remember that was the reason why they told her that she had to leave the Cosby Show? Yeah.
No, I don't know. But you know, I used to think it was good looking. Jasmine Guy.
Yeah,
me too. I used to have a name with Jasmine.
Yeah, she was on point. Jasmine Guy.
You remember. Was it Punky Brewster? Celine Moon Frye? Is that her name? Sailor Moon?
She looked
a lot better than she did as Punky Brewster. Damn, another one. But,
Cowboys might lose it.
No, they moved the ball, but.
Oh, they winning.
Yeah, everybody keep doing flips, it seems. Watch. I know y'all can't see this, but watch. And whoop.
Have you ever felt that your money situation affects your sex life?
No.
Like, have you ever.
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
So you don't think that a person who is...
Broke people fuck all the time.
They do, and they have a lot of babies.
Because they ain't got shit else to do, because they ain't working.
Right, and they're not stressed out. But if you are working, you have a job, okay? And, like, maybe you are trying to get promoted, and you can't get a promotion or something like that. Or you own your own business, and you lost a contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would that affect your sex life?
I think sex is a stress reliever. It's a release. So, you know, whatever pent up, you know, feelings that you have, you know, maybe you need to like, oh, okay, I feel so much better now. Now I can focus. I can think. I can go and, you know, maybe start a new project or maybe come up with a new slogan or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing.
Whatever your thing is.
But yeah, I don't think that.
See, I think that.
Well, you and I are in a different type of business.
Right. But I also think that. I think that that does affect your sex life. I think that if you...
Your sex life.
You like, it affects you. But I think your financial situation affects your sex life because...
That's if you have money. People with money worry about money.
Yeah.
People who don't have money don't worry about shit. They'll cut the lights out and shit. I've been waiting to burn these candles. Now I can fuck by candlelight.
Oh, it's gonna be romantic.
Yeah. Romance. I'm tired of fucking with these lights on anyway.
I gotta pay for these.
Right? Shit, I can see you in a whole different light.
Right. You kind of flickering a little bit.
You got your body
wiggling. Right? You got the silhouette, the shimmery, shimmy, shaky, shaky.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. See, I do believe that, you all right? You know, they're having
to watch it game. You think what? Go ahead.
I think that money does affect your sex life. You know, I mean, a person's sex life. just because it, and I understand you saying it's a stress reliever, sex. But if you're stressed out to begin with, or if you're worrying about something, I'm here to touch me.
What the fuck?
You like, I'm not stressed.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey man.
Now you nasty.
I was rubbing your leg.
Thank y'all for watching, for coming out.
No, for real. Have you noticed that all white women look alike?
Well, shit, I guess my wife's gonna look like everybody else soon.
She is.
I hope not.
She gonna look like every other white lady.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day when we was younger, going to the club, party, and doing whatever. When you walked in, did you look for a specific type? You know,
type of what?
Woman. Damn, man.
Well, no, I didn't know what you were talking about. I didn't know you were talking about like a type of club. Did I want a type of club to go to?
When you walked in the place,
Yeah.
Did you already have that in your mind before you went? Like, hey, when I get there, I'm going to be looking for 5'6".
Well, no, it's not.
None of a brown hair.
But that's just what you already have in your head. So you already know. It's not like you are. Every time you go into the club, you writing that shit down, saying, "Oh, I need to go in here and look for this and look for that." That's just what you are attracted to. So yeah, I mean, I did.
Yeah,
I did, and I wouldn't go away from that either.
So you had a list. Do you have a list of qualities that the person had to have too?
Yeah.
Like,
but you did. Did you not?
You good?
What were you? I mean, shit. I mean, I think that you're telling me the truth because
I did not.
Nope. Yeah, no, I had some standards.
I walked in the club like this.
You just walked in the club and was like, huh?
Yeah, hey, you. Hey.
Hey, sweetheart, how you doing?
That's enough.
Yeah, you looking so good tonight.
And that shit worked?
How? I'm just
no, shit, I don't think I went and...
No, I did. I had...
I didn't have a type. I don't... it's just whatever I thought.
But you do have a type when you don't... You have a type that you think that you... I mean, that's
the attractive.
That's unattractive.
Oh, ugly people just ugly.
Yeah.
They have hard lives, too.
But you know what? Aren't ugly people really ugly?
Yeah, they are.
But what makes an ugly person ugly? Because...
Being ugly.
But we all have the same features.
No, the fuck
we all have
don't.
Two eyes.
No, yeah, we got two eyes. We got a nose and lips.
Smile.
But our nose and lips are arranged in a way
that makes us look way different. But it's just weird, though, to me, how...
People are ugly?
Yeah, how people look different. How there are some people that are just... And what makes a pretty person really pretty?
That's the one I'm saying. It's like the way your face and the contours, your eyes, the way everything was put together.
See, ever notice ugly people make pretty babies too?
How in the fuck is that possible?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Because I think everybody can be pretty.
Have you seen them TikTok videos with them chicks that have like faux teeth?
Yep.
And then they turn into
Let me put on some makeup. Cause I wanna at least look pretty before you decide to fuck me.
They still ugly. Okay, here's the thing. Yes,
they're not
made themselves look attractive. I don't say pretty. They made themselves look attractive because it's an attraction. You know, so I guess maybe everybody can.
I think everybody can be pretty. Because
can be, but then when you take all that shit off,
it's a different story.
And beat the brakes off your fake ass.
But if you think about it, you remember the movie Monster with what was the lady's name?
I remember the movie Mask. Could you make him pretty? His mama?
Nope.
Oh, he did it.
I'm sure she. Well, my son did this. See, you wrong.
He can't never recover. Then they used to say back in the day, pour vinegar on it. And it is
pour vinegar.
That's an old Negro spiritual thing. Pour some vinegar. Because, you know, vinegar make everything.
10 cents.
And tighten it back up. They used to say, pour vinegar on you. That's really? That's why they put the vinegar back in the dish.
Oh.
Tighten it back up.
Damn.
Snap that pussy back.
You're not gonna get me up in trouble again, bitch. You going tonight? You on cocaine?
Nah, damn dad jokes.
Hey man, so listen, we're gonna get in the show on this real quick. So I was doing some research, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was because you know how black people are normally so tall. Well, I was wondering why, because I was doing one of our shows and I was looking up Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and what was the other guy?
Wilt Chamberlain.
You know, I was looking at all of them, and I'm like, hey, you know, that's a lot of tall black people. So I was like, I'm going to research why black people are always so tall. Couldn't really find
it. What did you find? I don't think you found shit.
Couldn't find the goddamn thing. But I did find one thing, and it told me because they Negroes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I walked right into that shit.
Hey man, real quick, we doing this little reunion show, man, in a couple of weeks. We're gonna have some of the boys over and kick it with them a little bit.
So, yeah, for sure. You
know, everybody keep an eye out for that. We'll let everybody know once that's gonna be on. But
And also you had some news the other day, you called me about the show, how it's gonna be on different platforms.
Oh yeah, yeah, we got out.
Thank you for watching A Fifth of Fun. We'll see you next week.